following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is
Road Racing at the Glen from a NASCAR Fan's View. NASCAR hits the road circuit at Watkins Glen this weekend, and it will be the third different 2-mile-plus track they've been at in as many weeks. The last 2 weeks have been challenging for the crews and drivers alike, but from this fan's view, this weekend's race will probably be the most challenging of the three tracks. I mean, think about it. They've gone from four turns at the Brickyard to three turns and an exceptionally long front straightaway at Pocono, to seven turns and most of them to the right instead of the left, along with a whole lot of braking and shifting. You may not agree, but I do think it will be the most challenging of the three weekends precisely because of the many turns along with the braking and the shifting. I will say this, though. Road course racing and NASCAR Cup cars isn't what it used to be. In fact, road racing and stock cars in general isn't what it used to be. What do I mean by those statements? Well, that's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it, but honestly, I was going to explain myself anyway. In the not-too-distant past, Cup drivers didn't like road courses all that much. In fact, many of them would just show up, get the best finish they could, which was usually pretty poor, and move on to the next track, which would usually be on an oval. Oval tracks were what they grew up on, and well, they just needed to get past the road courses without losing too many points. Some teams even hired what are still called road course ringers to take the place of their driver, hoping they would have a better finish. Many times the ringers ran good, but generally the Cup regulars would win one or both of the road course races they ran in a season. Now it is quite a different story. It seems that most of today's drivers enjoy the challenge of the road courses and try to improve their road course abilities every chance they get. Sure, you still see a few regular road course drivers show up for the two NASCAR road courses, but many of the Cup regulars are just as competitive, and one of them generally walks away with the trophy. To add to the drama and suspense of the race at Watkins Glen this weekend, there are just about as many that desperately need a win this weekend as they did last weekend. Of them are names that have topped the list for the last several weeks, and one of them would be Carl Edwards. He is only 8 points ahead of last week's winner, Jeff Gordon, but he still has no wins. Much like during the chase last year, if he stays ahead or ties in points but has no wins, he won't make the chase this year. Of course, everyone knows Jeff Gordon won last week after an interesting set of circumstances. After all the bad luck he has had this season, something finally went his way in the closing laps, and now he has one of the wild card spots for the chase, not through points, but because he has more top five finishes than Ryan Newman. He is by no means resting on that one win, and has almost admitted he is just as desperate to win another one as he was before Pocono. A couple of more that desperately need a win would be Kyle Busch and Marcus Ambrose. Both of them look to figure into the mix at the end of the day since they are both great road racers. Of course, if Kyle's luck continues on as it has recently, it is this fan's opinion he is all but done for making the chase. However, if he wins, it just about puts us back where we were before the Pocono race, and that makes the next few races even more interesting. I'm of the opinion this could be one of the most interesting races at Watkins Glen in a while. There are so many that were running fast in the limited practice and qualifying sessions that it makes it hard to just pick out one that might take the checkers by the end of the day. Other than the ones already mentioned, there are still drivers like Clint Bowyer, Juan Montoya, Brad Keselowski, and Casey Kane. I won't even rule out Dale Jr., Kurt Busch, or Jamie McMurray. Of course, this could be the race that Jimmy Johnson breaks his winless streak at the Glen and takes home another victory to add more bonus points when the chase actually begins. Tony Stewart has to rate right at the top of the list for winning this weekend. If anyone is a strong possibility for this race at the Glen, it would be him. I won't go completely out on a limb and say he will definitely win, but I will say this. When it comes down to the final laps, I expect to see Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, Carl Edwards, Jimmy Johnson, and possibly even Kurt Busch leading the pack around the track as they all press for the win and the trip to victory lane. Do I think any of them are a lock? No, not really, but I do think any one of them has as good a chance as any of the others to take the win. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.